Blog Talk Radio.
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. Bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. He conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world righting all wrongs. His name, Don Quixote de la Mancha. Now, the bleak and unbearable world, thou art base and debauched as can be. And the knight, with his banners all bravely unfurled, now hurls down his gauntlet for thee.
Title for our show tonight is Everything is Obama's Fault, Especially the New Civil War. Now, I got to tell you, I don't believe that everything's Obama's fault. He's got a whole party behind him of evildoers. As a matter of fact, I call it the party of death. In Harry Truman's time, they were known as the Democrats. Today, they're known as the Communists. You can't believe that because you went to communist school and they told you that there are no more communists. Yeah. And Putin is laying siege to Ukraine tonight. He's going to freeze them out. How's that? And there's no more communists. You know that the communists killed 12 million Ukrainians the last time they went to war with them? They starved them out. They forced them to eat their children. You can't believe that because you've been in La La Land all your life. Your favorite tune is Skip the Maloo, My Darling, and you like the do-si-do at the square dance, especially the part where they say change partners. Yeah, with a 51% divorce rate. Yeah, we're doing fine here in America. We're right on top of the world. Well, everything is Obama's fault, especially the new Civil War. You won't believe that. You don't believe that, do you? Do you believe he's responsible for the war on the flag? Do you know there is a video of Michelle saying to him at a 911 ceremony, all this for a flag? And who's standing behind Michelle? Pipers, and it's New York City. And the pipers are playing to the 343 firemen who died and are represented by the American flag on St. Paddy's Day. Oh, what a shame, huh? Some people just don't have patriotism. Did you go to school where they told you America was bad? and communism is good. Well, they didn't really say communism. They just said other people in the world, like in Holland. Holland is a nice country. Everybody gets along, and they're allowed to do everything perverted. And it becomes part of the national symbol, except when you go to the park in the morning and pick up all the ODs and put them in the garbage can. Yeah, Holland, who got us into the slave trade. You know, the first slaves that were brought to the United States were delivered by the Dutch. Did you know that? Yes. And you know how those slaves got here? They were betrayed by their own people. White men didn't go into the jungle and round up those slaves. Those slaves were rounded up by other African tribes who sold them to the white man. And the United States isn't the only place that has slaves. As a matter of fact, you can buy slaves in Saudi Arabia today. Oh, you can't say that. Yeah. Yeah, you can buy them in the Emirates. Little camel jockeys. They're slaves. You can buy a slave for $80 a month. Yeah. Slavery is big time. You know where there's a lot of slaves right now being stored? They're ready to be shipped into the United States. And they will never see freedom on the southern border. 10% of all of the people that are on the southern border that are being rushed into the United States will end up in slave camps. Yeah, they call it prostitution. And that'll be boys and girls. Because we have the greatest insatiable appetite, not only for sex, sick sex, drugs. We're the number one consumer of drugs. And guess what's making a comeback? Heroin, because of the bargains. And people are going into the ghetto and buying the heroin because they can't get the prescription drugs as easy as they could before. As a matter of fact, the drugstore in my local town has a sign on the window, "We don't carry the pop-up drugs." We don't, because they don't want to get robbed. They don't want to get broken into. Yeah. And all the crime that ever came into the United States big time, the greatest surge of crime was in the 50s, the early 60s. And that brought Gates and burglar alarms. And ADT is in business thanks to your drug habit. And, of course, rehab is paid for you with your tax money. That's why you have to, as Obama told you, you have to go out and get another job. Three jobs ain't cutting it. So, let's see what they're saying. You don't believe that. Do you believe he's responsible for the war on the flag? Did he tell that Korean vet to take down his flag or keep it up and pay a fine? Which vet was that? You know which vet that was? Any vet, anywhere, because there's a war on the flag. Are HOAs are turning into communist-run communes? Because that's where they start. I do a bit about two people that just moved into a gated community, and the first thing they do is read the bylaws to check the size of the flag, and then they go out and measure everybody's flag to file complaints. Yeah. But there's one Korean War vet, and he's still fighting communism. Anyone who tells you to take down Old Glory should find the following morning, when the sun rises, 10 flags and 10 crosses. There's a civil war coming, and that is the communist plan. It's a forced civil war. You don't want to be in it. You don't want any part of it, and you don't want to get into it. But it's coming to you and a neighborhood near you. It's a forced civil war. How did Obama ever get elected? Did you ever ask yourself that question? Who conned an entire nation? First off, you should realize 60 million people vote, 90 million don't. That 90 million could outnumber any Republican Party, any Democrat Party, or Communist Party, as I like to call them, 3-1. And they don't vote. You know why they don't vote? They don't think their vote counts. Yet they have the power to take over the government. November is the first struggle for the Senate. If we don't take the Senate, you will see a day IRS agents are sitting in churches recording sermons. We will be forced to fight for our own survival. This super communist and his communist party is flooding the nation with third world rejects. Undocumented and receiving communist protection, awaiting allocations of tax money. Slavery is back, whether it is tax slavery, handout slavery, or drug slavery. America is being fitted for a gentle chains. And that's giving me a very a blue moon.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
I'm reading the book Patton by O'Reilly. Very good, very good. I'm up to the point where the Germans are breaking through into Bastogne, and it's really good. And one of the things that I'm enjoying is I'm up to the part where the Waffen-SS are killing all the captured Americans. They're machine gunning them down. So in the book, I learned, and I never knew this, I knew that the GIs had retaliated. When they caught Waffen-SS, they executed them. But I didn't know it was under direct orders from George Patton. Yeah, he ordered that they not be taken prisoner. How's that? Huh? That's, you see, you know what scares a terrorist the most? A bigger terrorist. And that, and the bigger terrorist wins the war. And that's the truth. So I just hit a movie tonight. We went out to the movies, and it was called Fury with Brad Pitt. Excellent movie. Second Armored Division going through after Bastogne, going into Germany. And how the Sherman tanks were totally inferior to the Panzer tanks and the Tiger tanks. And how we got chewed up. We got chewed up real bad. And I often say that he who rules the skies rules the world. And when you see these Tiger tanks that can't be stopped by Sherman tanks, in one battle scene, one Tiger tank takes out three Shermans out of a four Sherman team. And it was like shooting holes in tin cans. And the only thing that could stop the Panzers, the Shermans had to get behind the Panzer where the armor was less thick. But in order to do that, I mean, the Germans knew they were vulnerable, so they made sure he never got behind them. And they were very thorough and very precise, and so were our guys. Our guys were fighting twice as hard because they knew if they didn't get the round in first, they were in trouble. But P-51s took care of all the German tanks and the 88s, a lot of them. And thank God for air power. And here we had air power in both the Atlantic and the Pacific. And the day we lose our air power is the day we all become slaves. Yes. So I watched Brad Pitt, and he played a great role. And you can see these guys, they have been together as a tank team since Africa. And I'm not going to tell you the end of the movie, but it is very real, very realistic. And it'll give you an insight into the cost of doing combat. And that the cost that is paid by a small group of people to protect a huge country. Okay? Right now, less than 1% of the nation defends it. And believe me when I tell you, the day we don't rule the skies, we're finished. So you better pray to God that our technology always keeps us out in front and that not too many traitors in this country sell us out. So having said that, I'll give you a little tune, but not for me. They're writing songs of love.
Estrelas há no céu, mas não pra mim. Lindas canções de amor, mas não pra mim. A chuva cai aqui e o sol já vai pra ali. E eu não sei mais sentir meu coração. Eu sempre acreditei num grande amor que fosse.
You know the English words to that, it's like you're listening to it and translating it. Okay, where were we? What time is it? 9:32. Oh, the party of death has finished working for the day. All the Democratic chop shops are closed and they only killed 4,700 American babies today. Imagine that. And 4,700 illegal aliens will take their place. Imagine that. Well, this lady has a comment, and she's talking about saving the kids, and she says, here's one way of reducing our problem. How about the people on death row? Some of them have been there for years and years after committing heinous crimes. I believe firmly in capital punishment. Let's take care of them. Others who have committed horrible crimes get life in prison. Why should we feed, clothe, house, and give them excellent medical care for the rest of their lives when in many cases they've taken lives? Let's take care of them too. Instead of taking the lives of innocent babies, that would get rid of a few thousand of the population. Only they deserve punishment, not children who have never been given a chance to survive. It is really sad. 4,700 kids a day we kill. Isn't that something? That's unbelievable. I don't know what we're going to do. Well, are we going to be all become murderers? Well, you know what I say, when murder becomes the law of the land, when the majority commits murder, murder will become the law of the land. Isn't that scary? And right now they're only killing children. How about if they start to select others for death? You know, with this health care. Yeah, is he limping? Yeah, put him over there to the left. All the limpers over there to the left. What's that? You need a hip replacement? Yeah, you get on the left. Oh, man. And you know that in California they're going after the churches, right? This is the mayor of Houston. She wants to see copies of the sermons before they read them. This woman is sick. She's the Ilse Koch of Houston. You know Ilse Koch is? And she worked the concentration camps. She was known as the bitch of Buchenwald. She was ruthless, heartless, godless. And then, of course, there's another one who's the same, and she's going to run for the presidency. She's the bitch of Benghazi. Yeah, ruthless, heartless, godless. Yes, I spared a baby. I spared a child. Oh. Yeah. You have no doubt heard of the classic Star Wars movie, The Empire Strikes Back. This is somebody writing. Well, it's time for a new movie, and it's just starting. It's called The Past is a Strike Back. Freedom begins in churches. That's where it begins, man. And if you don't believe me, ask the Romans. Ask the Romans. For every Christian they crucified, a Christian forgave them, and eventually the Pope ended up in the Vatican. Unbelievable. Tea Party. Tea Party's been listed as a racist party by the whites who control the blacks. Yeah. If you look behind any a movement, like you go out there to Ferguson, and there's another town that they're starting riots in, you will find, if you look behind the front row, you'll find a white guy giving directions to the herd. Yeah. Or a communist. You could find a communist. There's a lot of communists in there working. They've been working on the Negroes since they were called Negroes. Yeah. As a matter of fact, they organized a union in a garage mechanics union in 1914 in Queens. And I think at that time they were the Russians. They weren't even homegrown communists. Now we got homegrown terrorists. It is terrible. Okay, the DOJ is turning over fast and furious documents. Aren't you curious about why all of a sudden, at the spur of the moment, Eric Holder did an exit stage left? Doesn't that arouse your curiosity? Oh, here's Charlie Rangel. Charlie Rangel. They call him, this is one of the Democrats' few war heroes. They call him a Korean war hero. Do you know this war hero? You know what they call Korea, right? The forgotten war. 50,000 guys died. huh? And nobody said boo. Charlie Rangel was in the Korean War, and he was a veteran. And when they introduced him in the Democrat Party as they're scraping the bottom of the hero barrel, they tried out Charlie and say he was a Korean War hero, war vet. And Charlie comes out, but Charlie doesn't tell all his fellow vets that he voted to burn the flag. 125 congressmen voted to burn the flag. 55 days before 9/11. That's old Charlie, man. Charlie, who is for the little guy. He's always watching out for the little guy. Don't let that little guy get too close to me. Yeah, he's got 4 apartments in New York, and they're all subsidized by the city. Yeah, I think he was made to give up one. All right, he gave up one. I wonder if he buys stock on insider trading tips. Do you think? You know, Congress can trade on the inside. It's one of the benefits of being a congressman. Another one is if they catch you stealing after the first election, you still get a pension. Your wife gets a pension. Your dog gets a pension. Everybody gets a pension. Unbelievable. So let's see what Charlie Rangel's saying. They're all touting tonight. What's his name? The head of the Intelligence Committee, or on the Intelligence Committee from Long Island. I think his first name is Peter, and I can't think of his last name, but he's a congressman from Long Island. I don't trust him. He speaks out of both sides of his mouth, and he stabbed Ted Cruz in the back for the Rhino Party. So if he'll stab Ted Cruz in the back, he'll do anything they tell him to do. So Charlie Rangel is arguing Thursday that the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria is not a direct threat to national security, and questioned whether the United States should be involved militarily at all. You know, one of the goals of the Communist Party is to destroy the U.S. military. You know what another goal is? To take over one political party or both. Right now they got the Democrats. And the Rhinos are trying to become the new Democrat order. The only one that's left that's going to defend this country and stand up for it and take a bullet for it is those faithful Tea Party guys who have been labeled racist by racists. Yeah. MSNBC host Jose Diaz-Balart asked the New York Democrat, whether he believes the U.S. government is doing enough in the Middle East to combat the Islamic State, which is also known as ISIS and ISIL and Al-Qaeda and the Levant and Khorasan and Khorasan and John Corzine. Yeah, they'll change their names tomorrow. They'll all be new guys. Yeah, what is that? There's more units springing up. Well, one thing I don't see where that's a threat to our national security, Mr. Rangel said, the Daily Caller reported. ISIL in Syria and Iraq, Mr. Diaz-Balart asked. No, I don't see where that's a threat to our national security. And guess what? A guy with Ebola just checked into Charlie's neighborhood. Yeah, but he sequestered himself and he called for an ambulance to take him to Bellevue. He just came from Guinea. And he got 103 fever. And he took a plane, and he sat next to somebody. And they sat next to somebody. It's a cancer in this part of the world, and it's true that America and probably Europe has no idea of the depth of feeling or discord that are in this area for religious reasons. And it's not about religion. Islam is a government first. Remember that. Islam is a government first. Imams get 20% of all booty taken in jihad. Yeah. So here's some of the replies. This crazy old fool should have been voted out years ago. But as always, because of the race issue, he continues to be elected. Oh no, ISIS is no threat to the national security. Okay, Charlie, we'll remember that if ISIS ever rises up and starts a jihad in America. This POS is a waste of oxygen consumption. I'm reading individual quotes here. probably won't be any problem for Rangel because he has been using their methods for years. He'll be marching right along with them and be happy to use, and they'll be happy to use him. He is not anywhere near a brainchild, just a big mouth who doesn't care how his stupid remarks sound. These are all Tea Party people, by the way. So would you say they're racists? 3,000 dead in Rangel's own backyard. Next time it could be millions. The goal was 100,000 on 911. In 1993, when Bill Clinton was giving Osama bin Laden free rein and making believe in speeches he was going to do something, he allowed bin Laden to put a truck in the basement of the World Trade Center, and bin Laden believed that he was going to be able to topple that building and domino-style topple many buildings, and the goal was 100,000 dead Americans. And when he came in 2001, the goal hadn't changed. It was 100,000 Americans. And he did it with 19 people, 17 from Saudi Arabia, the land of high oil prices. Do you know oil should be $20 a barrel? If oil was $20 a barrel, all this jihad would stop. The Russians only take cash when they sell the AK-47s. They don't give credit. Yeah. Okay, then Rangel can move over and get a new life. Okay. He's either getting senile or he's taking drugs. Yeah. Okay. So that's the report on that one. And let's see if we can scrounge up another tune. Oh. You heard about Harry Reid, right? He's coming clean. You know, he's a cattle rustler, right? He took Bundy's cattle and he returned them all but one. Harry, what'd you do with that cow? I'm on my honeymoon. I love her. Is that cow wearing a negligee? She's my gal. We're going to get married in Colorado. Oh, give me a break, man. Give me a break. Crazy little mama.
Crazy little mama comes knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama comes knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama comes knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you want to keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before.
Knocking
at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Oh,
Islamic State, ISIS supporters, members after Ottawa shooting. Attack was in response to Canada's war on Muslims. You'll never win an argument with a Muslim. They are never wrong. They never will admit they are wrong. If you were parked at a red light, if you were stopped at a red light, and a Muslim plowed into the back of you, it's your fault, because if you weren't there, he never would have hit you. And that's the rationale that you're dealing with. So, let's see. Georgia Chamber of Commerce wants Republican leaders to oppose religious liberty. The Chamber of Commerce is becoming a big problem. The Chamber of Commerce is going communist. Yeah, and Rhino, deep Rhino. So let's see what this is all about. We have to scroll down. Usually when I scroll down. Georgia is facing a very close election. I got to tell you, Virginia went. The home of Robert E. Lee is gone. It's gone communist. It is sad, man. I couldn't believe it. But look who they got for governor. What's his name? He was the fundraiser for the Clintons. He was their pool boy. Yeah, and now he's the governor of Georgia. He's been rewarded by the party of death. And I can't remember his name, but I have his picture on my website, www.captainsblog.us. And it's a picture of him, and he's got a gavel in his hand, and the caption underneath says, "Going once, going twice, sold the United States of America." So Georgia is facing a very close election. Maybe they'll tell me, oh, no. Public polling has the Democrat leading the Republican for the U.S. Senate seat. The Republican governor is neck and neck with Jimmy Carter's grandson. Oh, man, that's the guy that gave Iran to the Al-Qaeda. Oh, Hezbollah, I'm sorry. Taliban, yeah. Whatever the name is this week, Muslim terrorists. The Republican, not the good Muslims. There are good Muslims. I know one guy. The Republican governor is neck and neck with Jimmy Carter's grandson, and Georgia's Chamber of Commerce today wants Georgia's Republicans to publicly stand against Hobby Lobby, the Little Sisters of the Poor, and religious liberty in general. I've got to tell you a story about Little Sisters of the Poor. There is an organization of nuns up here, and I think they're called also the Little Sisters of the Poor. And they happen to own, they are black. They're all black. They make all the hosts for the Catholic churches on Staten Island. And they've been serving the community since they were little girls, and now they're all in their 80s and 90s. And they ministered to all the kids in Harlem. And they used to bring them out to a camp called St. Edward, and they would give them, you know, like summer vacations. And, of course, you know, plugging Jesus, which is, you know, that's their job. And when in their infancy, somebody donated a piece of property for them. And it turned out to be prime real estate. So the order's getting older and older, and they need money to take care of the nuns who can't take care of themselves. So they they're talking about selling off the property. Well, who's the first ones to show up and make an offer for the property? The city fathers, who have no children. The city fathers, including a Republican congressman who had to resign from office because he was raising two families, one in Staten Island and one in Washington. And they put pressure on this little old nun. Now, you know what it's like to be a little old nun who does God's work? You know, she's lucky she's got money for a shawl that she takes out of the jar. Okay? She's a walking saint. Okay? And they put the pressure on her. They even went to the cardinal to put the pressure on her for her to sell to the city. And I forget the dollar figure, but let's say the city offered her $8 million. And she said, "No, I think I'm gonna put it out, you know, for bid." And you know what they called her? Uppity. They said she got uppity and arrogant. Right? 80 years old, 90 years old is none. Okay? Doing God's work a lifetime. Okay? Saving souls for Jesus and saving souls for America. So, I did a bit in the local paper, and and I lambasted all the bastards. And I accused them of playing Prince John, and they were going after this poor nun and turning it into the king's hunting grounds. So the little nun, you know, God bless her, she went out for bid, and she got $16 million. Oh, they called her money hungry, greedy. Now you know what they were going to do with that property, man. They were already cutting it up. They had shares. Yeah, they were already paying each other off. So God is good. Once in a while, the good people get lucky. So let's see. And it was the finest property on Staten Island, man. It must have killed all those guys. It would be a very good time with 12 days left for conservatives to get Republicans in Georgia on the record to find out if they support religious liberty. Georgians have 12 days. I pray for Georgia. If Georgia falls to the communists, it's all over for this country. They're already zooming in on Texas. They're already in Houston. They've conquered Houston. Okay? The Georgia Chamber of Commerce wants to make Christians care in Georgia. Georgia Republicans need every vote they can muster, but conservatives need some immediate assurances the GOP will support religious liberty protections in return for a vote. As you know, the federal government has a Religious Freedom Restoration Act. It is that very act that saved the Hobby Lobby from being forced to pay for abortions. You know, imagine if you lived in Germany and they passed the law that you had to pay with your tax money to kill the Jews. And you said, "I'm against it, I'm not going to do it." And they said, "If you don't do it, you will die with the Jews." Is that what's happening here to us today? Killing kids? It was that very act that saved Catholic Charities from having to violate their religious faith in the name of Obamacare. And I started to tell you, Rome eventually was taken over by Christianity. But at one time, it was against the law to be a Christian. But that law only applies to the federal government. A number of states have state-level equivalents. Georgia is not one of them. More troubling, Georgia is trending toward the left and has no religious liberty protections in place for the millions of Georgians who run small businesses based on their Christian values. You go back to when you went to the first time you went to the movies, they always made the South look like racist, all hanging blacks. Everybody was dumb, stupid, missing teeth, having sex with their sister. And that's the image that Hollywood has given the Southland. And then when New Yorkers go down south, they wonder why they get dirty looks. Yeah, when you got comedians like John the Monkey Stewart and Bill Maher making fun of all Southerners. We have learned a lot from the South. There are great Southerners. George Patton was from Georgia, I think. In states around the country, it is the state-level religious liberty legislation that has protected committed Christians, Muslim Jews, and others from being forced to provide goods and services against their will in gay marriage ceremonies. Look, I don't care what you do, but you know what? If you come to my porch and you crap on my porch and you knock on the door and demand toilet paper, you're getting a hose, a rubber hose. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Okay, we've made a statement. We stand by it. And now it's time to do the do-run-run. We'll be right back. Promotion for Scott Brown, whose opponent in New Hampshire accuses him of fear-mongering. They got a picture of Scott, and they got a picture of the lady, Democrat. Then in the next photo, they got a guy about to have his neck cut off. He's wearing one of those orange shirts, and the guy in a black uniform is getting ready to slit his throat. And that's fear-mongering. First off, Scott Brown is from Massachusetts, so now he's in New Hampshire. I don't like people that jump from state to state and run for office like Hillary Clinton from Arkansas by way of Illinois and then goes into New York, and all of a sudden she's a New Yorker, and she shows up at a Yankee game with a Yankee hat on and everybody boos her because they know. Every time a Republican candidate wants to talk about national defense, border security, and actually confronting our enemies, Democrats' main line of response is to downplay the threat and accuse them of fear-mongering. Fear-mongering is a Democrat buzzword, often used to attack national defense advocates, the so-called hawks. Remember, hawks fly, and he who rules the sky rules the world. They say groups like Al-Qaeda, ISIS, the Taliban, and other terrorist organizations do not pose any real threat. Tell that to the victims of ISIS who got their heads cut off in Iraq and Syria and had the gruesome videos posted on Islamic websites. I saw some of those photos. You wouldn't believe how hideous they are. And you know, for Halloween, they've told all of the Halloween themes not to show anybody with their head cut off. And in the theme parks also. Tell that to the families of Ambassador Chris Stevens, Sean Smith, Tyrone Woods, and Glenn Doherty. It is too much fear-mongering. Is it too much fear-mongering to ask for a secure border? We're so wide open, it's ridiculous. You looked at that Canadian parliament, and you see how open that hall run was. That guy got all the way to the door of the parliament before he got stopped. That's how wide open we are. And you can see they're coming over the fence at the White House every night. You see that guy beating up the dog, right? Two German shepherds, and that guy was beating up one German shepherd. He took him and threw him on his back and was punching him out. And they won't even give him cruelty to animal charges. Obama's going to make him a sergeant. If you betray your country, you get promoted to sergeant. Like Bo Birdcall. According to Democrat incumbent Jean Shaheen, Scott Brown's opponent, it is at a recent debate she accused Scott Brown of fear-mongering the public on Ebola, who just arrived in New York, ISIS and border security. We don't need people who are fear-mongering, she said. As evidenced by Obama's failed foreign policies, he lost the Middle East. He's lost the confidence of the Japanese people. They do not trust him at all. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they're quietly working on developing nuclear warheads. You're not going to get the jump on the Japanese. They're the master of the first strike. As evidenced by Obama's failed foreign policies, ignoring these enemies gives them power that leads to tragedy. loss of innocent lives and the death of Americans at the hands of these radical Islamic militants. And I also notice that there is an attack on police officials in this country. Little incidents they're taking and they're blowing them up. And I think that's part of the introduction to the Civil War. They're going to make the cops look bad. So attention, all police men and women, be on your toes. Be sure you're not being set up for a communist stunt. As evidenced by Obama's failed foreign policies, ignoring these enemies gives them power, and that leads to tragedy. Loss of innocent lives at the hands of radical Muslims. You know who you got to listen to? A girl's name is Bridget Gabriel. She has first-hand experience in dealing with jihadis. And when she gives you the figure of how many real jihadis there are, you're going to poop your pampers. Scott Brown just attacked Sheehan for supporting Obama's foreign policy. He has no foreign policy. He is letting Putin freeze out the Ukrainians. And who's paying attention to the Ukrainians? Nobody. Who's paying attention to Sergeant Tamarussi? Do you know we should go into Mexico and get him? We should do like we did to Bin Laden. We should just show up and take him out of that jail. Why not? We could do it. We're the United States. Don't you hear the Democrats telling everybody we're the strongest nation on the face of the earth as they cut their paycheck? Yeah. You know, the only cuts that the Democrats make are to military pay. You want to trade in some inside trader tips today? Okay. It looks like we're selling Coca-Cola short this week. And we're also we're buying BP. President Obama ruled out using ground troops to defeat the terrorists. I don't even like to call them terrorists. I like to call them Muslims. That's what they are. They're Muslims. They're practicing their religion. If they kill you and they die doing it, they go to paradise. And according to them, you're going nowhere. Yeah. And when was the last time you heard a Muslim speak up? There's a handful of them. It's like the same number of Muslims is equivalent to the same number of blacks in the Republican Party. Yeah, who speak out. And God help the blacks in the Republican Party, because they get pooped on all day long. They called Uncle Toms and sellouts. And I just saw a black guy that I think is fantastic. I think he should get an award. He worked in the VA. Did you see this guy? I only caught it, you know, it was real quick. It was like one of those, when it's real important, they give it 30 seconds. And if it's not important, they give it 2.5 minutes. Well, anyway, he was on, I forget whose show, he worked at the VA and he blew the whistle. And he contacted his chain, he went up the chain of command, he went to his president and notified his president that there was a scandal about to break, where 49,000 veterans died. Okay? That's the figure I thought he said today. 49,000 veterans died for lack of care. And another 200,000 never even got to be a checkup. So he did his due diligence. He went to his commanding officer, the President of the United States, and somebody in the President's office, because when it's bad news, he never gets to see it, passed on his information to the VA. And the VA, who was committing the crime, called him up and said, you have to come in for a meeting. He says, I can't come in for a meeting because I went to the inspector general. I'm a whistleblower, and I've given them all the information about you guys. And I'm protected by the Whistleblower Act. And they said, you have to come in anyway. What are you going to do, shoot him? Yeah, and call it workplace violence. He threw himself out the window in a rage. He lost his place reading from the podium. It's unbelievable. Are we in trouble or what? Did the doctor say we're going to die? Yeah. What are we going to do, man? This is dedicated. I'm going to dedicate this to the troops that are serving. I don't know how you do it. You got more Liberty Bells than the entire country. You're the only metal that is holding this country together. Without you, we would all be in concentration camps.
This is dedicated to the one I love. While I'm far away from you, my baby, I know it's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before.
Okay. While I'm listening to the music, I have three or four things I want to talk to you about. And as soon as I, the song is over, I forgot them. Let's see, we got a Shoebot newsletter here. Blackwater guards who protected State Department diplomats in Iraq and convicted of murder, while terrorists hired to protect State Department diplomats in Benghazi, getting away with murder. I was puzzled by that, and I tell you what I don't like, and it's a communist tactic. They will, as if a guy has any military connection to the Marine Corps, they'll immediately say, "Crazed gunman, he was an ex-Marine." Yeah. But a guy with an axe who attacked was shot by four cops today. They don't tell you what army he was in. Oh, he was in the Jihad Army. Well, why don't you tell everybody? Four members of Blackwater, a private military company that provided security for State Department personnel in Iraq, were found guilty of killing and injuring Iraqis during wartime. The men faced decades in prison. Conversely, in Benghazi, the State Department outsourced the security to the February 17th Martyrs Brigades. Not only did February 17th Martyrs Brigades flee when the special mission compound came under attack, but the group is made up of terrorists. Four Americans, including, I don't like this, and this is typical immediate pronouncements, including Ambassador Christopher Stevens, lost their lives. Why aren't the other three being mentioned by name? Ty Woods, Glenn Doherty, and Sean Smith. Why aren't they being mentioned along with... If you go to any media report, they'll tell you Christopher Stevens and three others. Why, the three others are inconsequential? They don't count? Unbelievable. Woman gets kidnapped by Muslims and gives this message to the military. They got a picture of women in burqas and they're all walking down the street and they're all chained. I've been raped 30 times and it's not even lunchtime. I can't go to the toilet. Please bomb us. If you know where we are, please bomb us. There's no life after this. I'm going to kill myself anyway. Others have killed themselves this morning. I've been raped 30 times and it's not even lunchtime. Please bomb us. How's that for destroying the dreams of people? So let me read more about lost their lives due to a lack of security. You know, when we first went to Iraq, you know that the vehicles didn't had a lot. Many of the vehicles didn't even have armor. They had canvas doors when we first went there. And there was, you saw that incident up in Canada where a guy ran over two Canadian officers and killed one. And his car flipped over. In the beginning of the war in Iraq, one of the tactics was to force American vehicles off the road because they were traveling along, say, the Tigris or Euphrates River or canals, and the vehicles were heavy. And what a guy would do is he would take up too much road space, and the vehicle, rather than hit him, would go to the embankment, to the edge of the embankment, and the embankment would collapse. And in the beginning, a lot of GIs, and I say a lot, at least 10 that I saw, they drowned in those canals when the vehicles turned upside down. And that was a tactic. That was a vehicle tactic by the bad guys. And I told you about that Blackwater, about the vehicles. They only had canvas doors. And I know a guy who, I don't know if it was Blackwater he worked for. I think it might have been Blackwater. Oh, no, he worked for somebody else. And he had a buddy that he was pretty chummy with, and one day his buddy said to him, you know what, I'm going with this other outfit. I think the other outfit was Blackwater. And he says, they're paying $10,000 more. So why don't you come and make an extra $10,000? And he said, nah, I think I'll stay where I am. That guy went out on a mission. You know where he ended up? On the Fallujah Bridge, hanging, a charred body. So it's when they tell you about these guys shooting it out, you don't know all the facts, and you don't know what's behind. You don't know what's behind that. The charges stem from a 2007 incident in downtown Baghdad when a Blackwater team was clearing a path for a State Department convoy after a bomb exploded nearby. The four were charged with killing 14 and injuring 18 others. The incident coming at a time when the U.S. presence in Iraq had become deeply unpopular at home as well as abroad. Oh, yeah, I love that one. America is tired of the war. Yeah, you know what you need to do? You got to go to the George Washington Bridge with your mattress, roll it up and carry it on your back and go across the George Washington Bridge and practice evacuating Manhattan. And tell me how you like the war. And one day you may be doing that. No, oh, that could never happen. We got Ebola on 137th Street, buddy. The incident coming at a time when the U.S. presence in Iraq had become deeply unpopular, shooting increased the scrutiny and criticism of Blackwater and its government contracts. The company later changed its name to XE and later to Academy. Blackwater founder Eric Prince, who has been a vocal defender of the guards, declined to comment on the verdict. The reaction in Iraq was muted. Even a newscast mentioned the verdict deep in their broadcast, quoting newswires, after leading with political and military developments. I think the greatest outrage was a video that was made by a man who is, I think he's still in jail. Hillary Clinton sentenced him to life in prison. And Susan Rice went on all of the networks and said this video caused the uprising in Benghazi by students who were on spring break. And they went and sold that to the dopey Americans. Are we stupid or what? Better believe it, man. Somebody once told me when I was a young man, believe nothing of what you hear and half of what you see. And here's some of the responses on the four guys. My blood is boiling. Where are the four contractors now? Did a jury convict them? Let's airdrop this whole administration in the midst of ISIS. They can show us how to fight a war with no weapons. Seriously, let's do it. Our country has been infiltrated, and many have been brainwashed and bribed by our enemies. Oh, yeah. When Bob Beckel, who is a pro-Democrat, said on Fox that when he went to Washington at the beginning of his career, there were 1,700 special interest groups, lobbies. And he said, guess how many there are today? And they said, how many, Bob? 40,000. That's who's down there casting your vote. Are you sure the terrorists are hired to protect were not actually hired to murder Ambassador Stevens? Very good. Wasn't he reportedly about to blow the whistle on this administration's funneling of high-tech weaponry through Turkey to al-Qaeda, now ISIS forces, in Syria? Money buys everybody. And you know who's good at this? Do you know who are the masters of compromising Americans? The KGB. They got new letters now. I think they're called something else. I think they're called Occupy Wall Street. But they are the masters. If you like women, they got women for you. If you like boys, they got boys for you. If you like sick sex, they got sick sex partners for you. All they want to do is compromise you and put you to work for them. So, you wonder why some of these guys, like Private Mr. and Mrs. Manning, and who's the other KGB agent? Snowden. Yeah, they blew the whistle because they wanted their First Amendment rights to be respected. Yes, and so they blew the whistle in China, and they blew the whistle in Russia. Yeah, oh, they're real Americans, aren't they? Yes. Unbelievable. We're a nation of fools, and that's why they call us the useless of A. So I'm going to close with a Del Vikings tune. Is it any wonder that I still love this country?
Have a nice night, folks, and save the kids.